Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, March 24th. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk has been talking about making a new smart home HVAC system for a while now, and as he looks into ventilators amid the COVID-19 outbreak, the CEO is revisiting the idea. He first brought up the idea in an interview on the Joe Rogan Experience almost 2 years ago. Musk took to Twitter yesterday to bring back the idea, saying, quote, "Sure would love to do home HVAC that's quiet and efficient, with humidity control and HPA filter," close quote. Such a product would add to Tesla Energy's growing lineup of home energy products, including solar panels, solar roof, power wall, and accompanying accessories. A thief who had stolen a Tesla Model S got caught after he tried to charge the electric car at a third-party Tesla service center, with only 5 kilometers of range left, or about 3 miles. According to a website from the Czech Republic, Elektřík Vozy, the thief was running out of battery capacity and didn't know how to charge the car. He decided to stop at Tesla Service Clinic, a third-party Tesla service center, to charge the car. The staff at the service center had serviced this particular Model S before and didn't recognize the driver. They decided to reach out to the owner and ask if the car was stolen. The Model S owner was surprised that the service center knew it was stolen and asked how they were aware of it. The staff at Tesla's service clinic responded, quote, "Because the thief was so stupid, he came to the clinic and wanted to recharge," close quote. 10 minutes later, the police were on the scene to arrest the thief, and 20 minutes later, the owner had his car back. Tesla Model Y delivery started in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, but the automaker is still moving ahead with contactless deliveries. Abhay Rai, who lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan, was one of the first Tesla Model Y buyers to experience this new contactless delivery process, and he shared this experience with Electrek. Quote, "Tesla store guys called me a day before and told me that this would be a contactless delivery. On the phone, they clearly described the delivery process and asked me to watch the videos, and whatever Model Y setup videos are not available, they asked me to watch the Model 3 videos," close quote. Rai continues to describe the store employees engaging in a small celebration, as it was the first Model Y that the store had delivered. They offered a new pen and a clean desk for signing paperwork and unlocked the car remotely. Rai continues, quote, "Drive back was fun. Sensors calibrated themselves within 5 minutes, and the infotainment screen displayed the message that autopilot is ready for use. Automatic lane keeping and lane changing work smoothly, except in cone construction zones," close quote. Elon Musk praised Tesla's team for the Model Y heat pump, a feature that could make electric SUV much more efficient in colder climates. This is one of the features that was discovered through the release of the owner's manual that the Model Y is equipped with such a heat pump. After praising the design team, Musk elaborated on the design of the heat pump, saying, quote, "PCB design techniques applied to create heat exchanger that is physically impossible by normal means. Heat pump also has a logical heating loop to spool up faster and extend usable temperature range. Octavalve is pretty special too. The team did great work, no credit to me," close quote. Polestar, Volvo's electric car division, said on Monday that production of the Polestar 2 would begin this week, despite the COVID-19 outbreak. The company reported that its health policies, such as taking temperature of workers and the persistent use of masks, resulted in its China-based teams reporting 0 cases of COVID-19. Volvo's parent automaker, Geely, will build the Polestar at its facility in Luzhou, which is located in China's eastern Zhejiang province. As of December, Polestar was aiming for an early 2020 delivery, and it seems this promise remains intact. And in Electrek's green energy brief, the U.S. state of Idaho is due to break ground on a huge wind farm, the Lava Ridge Wind Project, in 2022. The wind farm, which will be located in Magic Valley in south-central Idaho, will span 3 counties on Bureau of Land Management land. In January and February of this year, every form of electric power production in China floundered except for solar. On the renewable front, solar was up 12%, whereas wind dropped by 0.2% and hydropower fell by 11.9%, according to the National Bureau of Statistics of China. The United States Senate has been in deep talks and some seriously heated arguments for days in order to attempt to reach agreement over the stimulus bill as a result of COVID-19. Democrats say that the delay is a result of the bill not containing enough support for healthcare systems, Republicans argue that Democrats are trying to ram through the Green New Deal. INRIX, a location data company, reports that the volume of car traffic in the United States is down 30% in March. Late last week, it fell by 50% in San Francisco, the first region to enact a shelter-in-place measure. With the drop in traffic, vehicle emissions have fallen. Satellites, which can detect emissions in the atmosphere linked to cars and trucks, show enormous declines in pollution over major metropolitan areas, including Los Angeles, Seattle, New York, Chicago, and Atlanta. Now, those are all the cities with the most significant restrictions on travel due to COVID-19. While it is extraordinary to see clear skies over major U.S. and global cities, scientists warn that any declines in air pollution will have minor, short-term benefits. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Buzz e-bike. Being one of the most affordable production mid-drive bikes on the market, the Buzz e-bike uses a 36-volt 10-amp-hour battery, step-through frame, front cargo basket, and a Tongsheng mid-drive motor, all for $1,499. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.